So what do you think? Dinwoodie spoke in a hoarse whisper.
Think?
About the baby. Do you think he really drowned in the river?
The greengrocer squinted into the sun.
Well, he said, that's the story that's going round.
That's not what I'm asking.
Is he really dead, do you mean?
Dinwoodie nodded.
Well, if he's not,
the greengrocer said,
where is he?
This is a tale of a tiny snail and a great big grey-blue humpback whale. This is a rock as black as soot, and this is a snail with an itchy foot. These are the other snails in the flock, who all stuck tight to the smooth black rock, and said to the snail with the itchy foot, be quiet, don't wriggle, sit still, stay put.
Adele gets dressed with her back to him. She's embarrassed at him seeing her naked. I'm late for work. I'll call you.
Up to you,
replies Adam. He smokes a cigarette, leans against the kitchen door. With one hand, he touches the condom hanging from the end of his penis. Adele looks away. I can't find my scarf. Have you seen it? It's grey cashmere. I'm really fond of it.
I'll look for it. I can give it to you next time.
There's an exquisite feeling many of us had as children, that everything is good, that every day promises more excitement and adventure, and that nothing could ever thwart our joy for the magic of it all. But somehow, as we grew into adults, responsibilities, problems, and difficulties took their toll on us. We became disillusioned, and the magic we once believed in as children faded and disappeared. I'm here to tell you that the magic you once believed in is true. And it's the disillusioned adult perspective of life that's false.
Oh, happy 4th of July, America! Ready to fire up the grill and celebrate our victory over the Brits? Well, I'm not. Because despite that incredibly convincing American accent, I'm one of those Brits. Oh, America. If we won the war, you'd have better comedy, news, TV programmes, and way better rude words. Imagine how sophisticated you'd sound when you're insulting someone.
Oi, Brad, your wife's a slag. Now piss off, you wanker.
See how classy that sounded?
A voice said quietly and insistently in her ear, Alice. And she tipped her head back and let the cool water silently slide over her face. Tiny dots of light danced before her eyes. Was it a dream or a memory?
I don't know, said a frightened voice. I didn't see it happen.
No need to get your knickers in a knot. The dream or memory of whatever it was dissolved and vanished like a reflection on water. And instead, fragments of thought began to drift through her head, as if she was waking up from a long, deep sleep late on a Sunday morning.
It's rather extreme framing your husband for murder. I want you to know I know that. All the tut-tutters out there will say, she should have just left, bundled up what remained of her dignity. Take the high road. Two wrongs don't make a right.
All those things that spineless women say, confusing their weakness with morality.
I won't divorce him because that's exactly what he'd like. And I won't forgive him because I don't feel like turning the other cheek. Can I make it any more clear? I won't find that a satisfactory ending. I think this experience will make him a better person. Or at least a sorrier one. Fucker.